Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about a new friend joining us now, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Lampson is with us. Pete is he's a journeyman. He's a veteran. He's an expert at working with organizations that care about small businesses, and he's still doing that. His new gig as Vice President and General Manager of the Small Business Group at Carbonite, an organization that I've told you about over the years. And he's our new friend, Pete Lampson. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
Or I should say, welcome back to Carbonite. Welcome to you as some fresh meat for our show. Thank you for being part of our day, Pete. Say hello to our good friend, David Friend, over there, one of the founders of your company, when you see him.
I will absolutely do that. He was, I know he's very much enjoyed speaking with you in the past.
Hey, Pete, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about for a long time is a study that my friend Ken Crozen produced a few years back that showed the evolution of assets, of balance sheet assets, and maybe not even just balance sheet assets, just the assets that companies leverage to take their models to market, their business models to market. And over the last 30 years, 30 to 40 years, the assets have shifted from 80% tangible and 20% intangible, meaning data, systems, software, et cetera, patents. It's gone from 80-20 one way to now more like 80-20 the other way, meaning 80%, 70 to 80% intangible data, systems, patents, software, et cetera. And 30 or so percent, 20 to 30% tangible assets. That's a major shift in the way companies leverage their business model, isn't it?
It's a huge shift, and businesses have to accommodate and plan for that. And it means that their disaster recovery planning has to shift with those changes.
It means that their locks look like changes, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Not only have I been in the small business community for about 25 years, I actually grew up in a small business family. My father was a dentist, which is,
right.
we were a small business.
Absolutely.
It was the lifeblood of our family. And I remember that when I was very young, there was a flood in his office. And this is back when his files, like all files then, were manila folders and film and paper and so forth. And it caused a huge problem for our family and for his business. And today, all those files would have been digital,
right.
And if there was a flood, they would have been lost permanently if he hadn't really taken care to back them up somehow. And
right.
we completed a study at Carbonite recently that showed that data loss is a real issue for small businesses, kind of to your point. And 42% of small businesses have actually lost data, and of those 32% never get that data back. And if you're a small business person, imagine the impact that can have on your business if you haven't planned for it.
Well, Pete, the first thing we have to do, and it's easier today than it was, say, when I first started talking about this, I've been encouraging small business owners to do a better job of backing up their data for over 13 years now, and since I've been on the show, and it's easier to do it now because there are better tools than we used to have. Over the years, Pete, I've gone through all the different variations of how to back up your data. Initially it was all mechanical, all peripherals, that kind of thing. And in those days, the biggest thing was just to get people to understand that so much of what they own, so much of their corporate value is digital, is in the data. And
correct.
And that they have intellectual property that they need to protect. And of course, now, we still have the mechanical ways. You got thumb drives that you can get. What's the biggest capacity thumb drive you can get right now? A USB drive, 16 gigs. I don't know how big they are. You can back up a lot on that. So we still have the mechanical, but then there are other ways of doing this. And now that I think we've got our, now that I think we've got their attention, the question is making sure that they get the things backed up the right way. And besides the mechanical way, which is I just described, one way would be a thumb drive. And the other way is something I alluded to earlier, and that's doing it in the cloud. And that's the way you guys do it. What does your study tell you about what people know about the cloud?
Well, what we learned is that the good news is that the majority of small businesses have learned that backing up their digital data, their digital assets, is very, very important. And to your point, they back them up typically through some sort of a physical device, whether it's an external hard drive or USB or flash drive.
Right.
The challenges with that, and some of the things you touched on, but they're cumbersome. You've got to wire them. You've got to remember to back them up, or you've got to make certain the people who work for you back them up.
The remember thing, that's the big one, because thumb drives are easy to use. But remembering to do it and doing it automatically, and what I found is a hard drive doesn't crash at your convenience.
That's a good way to put it. That's right. Well, and on top of it, it doesn't external or physical devices don't necessarily protect you from the exact type of things you're trying to insure your business against.
Right.
For example, if you have all of your data backed up to an external hard drive and it's in your office and you have a fire or there's a flood, as in the case with my family, or God forbid there's a theft and someone comes in and cleans your office out or
steals your laptop,
the device is just stopped working, which can happen. You haven't actually protected yourself. So to your point, there is now a better way, which is good for all of us.
Well, exactly. And this is what he's talking about, folks, is something that, before we were calling it the cloud, we were talking about remote backup. We were talking about, gaining the ability to back up your stuff on somebody else's servers to let them do that. And I have to tell you, Pete, I have to be honest with you, it took me a while. I told people about the cloud recovery and backup and recovery systems like your company, like Carbonite, but for a long time I told them about it, but it took me a while to get comfortable with the whole idea of it, because I was like a lot of people, I was resisting letting anybody else have my stuff. And I want to talk about that in just a little bit. When we come back, folks, Carbonite, give us the website, Pete.
It's Carbonite, Carbonite, and our small business product is Carbonite Pro, PRO.com.
Carbonite.com, CarboniteProducts.com. Check it out, folks. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this survey and how this works. How does it actually work that you would back your stuff up, and how automatic is it? And we'll do that after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.